Bookmobiles have long dotted Wisconsin's roadways and parking lots. The state has a history of bringing books and movies to the people, living anywhere from the Wisconsin Dells to Green Bay. The historic Door County Bookmobile is one of the many items included in the Wisconsin 101 project, which tells the state's history through objects. Jane Jensky went to learn more about the role that bookmobiles play in our communities.
On a hot summer day on the north side of Madison, families shuffle in and out of the Dream Bus. It's a bookmobile with bright cartoons painted on the outside.
This is a public library on wheels. So we have books, we have DVDs, we have CDs, we have audiobooks.
That's Amy Winkleman, a librarian on the Dream Bus.
The idea is to bring library service to people that may otherwise, for whatever reason, have trouble getting to a library branch.
Yeah, so we filled the top with his information for his card in there.
This is a big outreach project. We want everyone to know that we want them to be able to use that public library service.
The bus can hold around 2,500 books on its specially tilted shelves so they don't fall off. The librarians are sure to stock the appropriate books for each of the stops in Madison and Sun Prairie. Readers can find anything from foreign language materials to children's books. Plus, the librarians take special requests.
It's a really fun way to get people excited about library service.
The Dream Bus is one of the many bookmobiles in Wisconsin. The state has a rich history of bookmobiles serving communities, especially in rural places like Door County. The Door County Bookmobile was a traveling public library that brought an array of books to the peninsula. In the 1950s, only the area's wealthy families had large book collections, or those living near larger cities like Sturgeon Bay had access to books. Students in rural schools were underperforming in reading and writing. Farmers worked all day at the expense of reading time. Many schoolhouses in Door County only had about 15 books on their shelves. Michaela Kraft is an intern at the Egg Harbor Historical Society. She has been researching the function of the bookmobile and its legacy for Door County today.
So the bookmobile actually was founded out of a need here in Door County, especially for rural readers.
The state funded the bookmobile in Door County and Kewaunee County in the 1950s. It was then up to the residents to decide if they wanted to continue funding it with tax dollars.
And then in 1952, they voted Kewaunee and Door County, and only Door County kept the bookmobile service.
This led to increased literacy scores for children living in the area.
It was actually instrumental in a lot of the older generation now loving reading.
The bookmobile would travel all over the peninsula. It stopped at churches, schoolhouses, and street corners. For many children and adults, it was a chance to learn anything from new languages to farming to home improvement tips.
The school children would look forward to the bookmobile because it would come once a week and they could choose anything.
The bookmobile brought excitement and curiosity to Door County. It opened the world to small communities who otherwise wouldn't know what was going on beyond the peninsula.
I think before the bookmobile, a lot of children especially weren't even aware of print culture or the opportunities that they could discover outside of their county because they were so exceedingly rural, and there were a lot of immigrants who a lot of times wouldn't even speak English outside the home even, so they would only have that experience of the outside world through reading.
In addition to increased literacy scores and eye-opening experiences for isolated residents, it also provided a sense of interconnectedness amongst the scattered communities in Door County, much like the bookmobiles continue to do today.
That story about bookmobiles came from Jane Jensky, a UW-Madison student working on an internship for Wisconsin Life and Wisconsin 101, which tells the history of the state through objects. Wisconsin Life is a co-production of Wisconsin Public Radio and Wisconsin Public Television in partnership with the Wisconsin Humanities Council. Additional support comes from Lowell and Mary Peterson of Appleton. Find more Wisconsin Life at wisconsinlife.org and on Facebook. I'm Maureen McCollum.